Cece Coney, the Old Beggar. There was in our village an old beggar woman who, sadly, was often an object of much scorn and abuse, especially among the children. Many, many times I had been wisely warned not to judge things by their appearance. Unattractive features often conceal souls that are the most beautiful. And far too often, it is the pretty faces which mask very ugly souls. But because of the way she looked, no one ever offered her a kind word or deed. But this was soon to change. One pleasant afternoon, I was out with my friend Alice. When?
Look!
Over there! There
she is!
What?
Where?
Down the street!
Hey, look!
Come on!
What's going on?
Ugly Hag is coming!
Alice, what's all that noise?
I don't know, Cece!
Quickly, I ran out to the street. It did not take long to find out what was going on.
Hey, everyone!
It's the beggar woman!
Let's go!
Come on!
Can't you leave a poor woman
ugly
in peace?
Hag, ugly hag!
Someday you'll suffer for this.
Run!
Look out!
You can't scare us!
Little brats!
Oh, I'm scared.
What's in your bag?
There, stumbling under a heavy sack of firewood,
go away.
Was the beggar woman.
Where are you?
Let us see.
Go.
Hey, get her.
Leave me alone.
Alice, look there. Someone has tied a long rag to her sack with a tin can clattering at the end of it. Sure is making a lot of noise
and getting a lot of attention.
It's a ribbon.
Get away from me.
Look at her stumble about.
Stop.
Oh, she nearly tripped.
Shh. It's the rag. It's getting tangled about
her feet. Oh, if only I could tear it off of her bag. No, I can't do that. Everyone would see me. It would be so humiliating. What a scene that would be.
But no sooner had I banished the thought from my mind than I felt the gentle hand of my new friend, and with it came his familiar voice.
If you were in that poor woman's place, would you not wish some kind hand to free you from that ridiculous humiliation? Go. Jesus asks this from you.
I looked up at my new friend. His expression was sorrowful, filled with compassion. But there was a serious look in his eye that I knew very well. He was expecting this of me. Jesus expected it of me. Would I let them down?
Alice, I'm going to go help her.
Cece, are you out of your mind? Do you want them all to laugh at you too?
Cece, wait!
As I broke through the taunting crowd of children, I saw the clattering can tied to the long, dirty rag. In my haste, I did not stop to think. And, wishing to free the beggar from it, grabbed the tin can and pulled with all my strength.
Hey!
Mistaking my endeavor,
get off!
Look!
It didn't come off!
The woman violently pulled her bundle forward, causing the sharp lip of the can to penetrate deeply into my flesh, slicing rapidly across my arm.
Get off! Let me go!
In pain, bleeding, and deeply embarrassed, I tried quickly to calm the old woman's fears.
Excuse me. I was trying
to... So it's you who's trying to trip me.
No! Please listen to me.
Why did you tie the rag to my sack anyway?
I had nothing to do with that.
You're all the same.
Stupid beggar.
Everyone. They all despise me because I'm ugly. Because I'm poor. They torment me and make a fool out of me.
Oh, this is too much.
I was just trying to tear the cloth off so that you wouldn't trip under your heavy bundle.
Tear it off? You mean untie it from the sack?
Yes, that's all I was trying to do. I just wanted to help you.
Pull the rag again.
The beggar, finally understanding me, quieted down. She was no longer angry at me, but by now, I was so embarrassed that I didn't care.
What a dumb girl.
It seemed like everyone was staring at me.
Look at
it's Cece.
I wanted so badly to disappear, to run away as fast as possible, leave all of it behind, as if it had never happened. One thing alone stopped me. I felt, on my shoulder, the firm, reassuring grasp of my guardian angel, who wished me to finish the act of charity that I was now so close to accomplishing. Meanwhile, the woman slung her heavy bag off of her shoulders and onto the ground.
Please, child, I understand now. Here, that should make it easier for you. Go ahead.
When I was done untying the can,
here, there you go.
The poor beggar woman said to me, quite kindly,
many thanks, little girl. There's still someone in this world with compassion.
I guess I will never know which of us was more moved, the poor woman or myself. For when I heard her say that, all shame and embarrassment vanished from my soul. I could list hundreds of such examples for countless lessons learned. Some of them were simple, like learning not to lie, steal, or be selfish. But being simple did not make them easy. My angel always looked at my actions the way God would and tried to teach me to do the same. For God's ways are not our ways, and I found that many things that the world considers normal and even necessary, God considers pride and vanity.